Stock decision trading on Michelle Caruso. Caruso. Michelle Caruso. Date of birth is 9/25/67. Date of visit is 7/17/25. Please make copy for David Weinreich. That is Weinreich. Weinreich. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Michelle Caruso for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and a history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 57-year-old obese female who has a past history of smoking for over 40 years, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, and has been using a Ventolin inhaler as needed. The patient also has a cough and some wheezing, and she denied any chest pains, fevers, or chills. She had a CT chest done on 10/31/24, which showed no focal consolidation but moderate to severe upper lobe emphysema with mild apical scarring and no suspicious nodules, period. No mediastinal adenopathy. And the heart size was normal. The patient has a past history of an upper airway carcinoma for which she received radiation. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of chronic bronchitis and a history of carcinoma of the upper airway, status post radiation therapy. And chemotherapy and in remission. She has hypothyroidism, hypertension, and anxiety with depression. She also had a fractured right elbow with repair. Next, habits of patient smoked 0.5 to 1 pack per day for over 40 years. No alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of abdominal aortic aneurysm. Mother died of COPD. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, med list. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Aripiprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Alprazolam, 1 milligram BID. I'm sorry, 1 milligram QID as needed. Levothyroxine 100 micrograms a day and venlafaxine 150 milligrams daily. Next, can you also mention Trilogy Ellipta 1 puff daily? Next, system review. The patient has gained weight, she has fatigue, she has no glaucoma, cataracts, and no urinary frequency or burning. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. And denies chest pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains. And she has no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities. Denies skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily. I already mentioned the med list. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight middle-aged white female has led no acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 161, saturation 96. HEND is non-spheric, pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is cleared, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with increased AP diameter with diffuse wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is chronic dyspnea. With reactive airways. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4 is depression and anxiety. And number 5, history of laryngeal cancer, status post radiation therapy. And number 6 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and a CT chest with contrast, CBC and IgE level. And she was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Weinrich, Weinrich, M.D. Thank you.